The University of Maine announced today that it's withdrawing 14 students from study abroad programs in Italy over continuing concerns about COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg's been talking with college officials across the state about the steps they are taking to try to limit exposure and protect student health as the virus continues to spread. He's with us now. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Nora.
So what are the biggest concerns that colleges are dealing with right now?
There are a number of steps that colleges are taking, but I think the most pressing concern, it appears, has been around international travel. College students and faculty go on all kinds of international study abroad and class trips every semester. But some of those trips are already getting canceled, as you heard about with today's announcement from UMaine. And the state's university system says it's canceled trips to China and Italy, and it's watching other countries, too. And administrators are also closely monitoring students and faculty who may have returned from those countries since November. And the story sounds the same at some other schools as well. For example, Bates College in Lewiston says that a program in Italy where three of its students were attending has been suspended. And the college says it's working with those students to make sure that they can still complete their courses here in the U.S. And the school says it'll do the same if other programs get canceled.
And do we think more travel could be canceled?
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. Daniel Malloy, who's the chancellor of the University of Maine system, says the system will likely restrict travel to even more countries based on future travel advisories and recommendations from federal agencies like the CDC and the State Department.
There is this monitoring that needs to take place almost on an hourly basis, and we are in communications with CDC here in Maine, as well as our federal authorities, as I said, as well.
And what about international students who might be from some of these countries?
Yeah, a big concern for these students is around spring break, which is coming up. And due to travel restrictions, some students may be unable to return home. So schools are now stepping in. As one example, Bowdoin College in Brunswick has said that if a student can't return to their home country, the school will let them stay in housing on campus for the entire break with meals provided.
So as of today, authorities in the U.S. are reporting only about 86 cases here, with none so far reported in Maine. But it sounds like some colleges are still trying to get ready in case the virus continues to spread and there may need to be some extended closures, right?
Yeah, that's true. The University of Maine system says administrators are updating plans and working with faculty to offer some accommodations for students so that they can continue classes and exams if the virus forces a campus to maybe close for an extended period of time. And it sounds like if that happens, many classes will likely be able to continue online. And obviously, there are some challenges around that, like how do you finish up a lab or continue an internship if you're on a computer? But Chancellor Daniel Malloy says administrators are working on sorting that out.
It may mean that assignments change and readings change and even testing changes. But we're smart enough and nimble enough to make sure that people are not losing as a result of circumstances well beyond their control, that their health is being protected and that their education is being protected.
So you're hearing that from universities, but this is actually a much bigger challenge for K through 12 schools. At colleges, students are often in dorms and have access to the web, but that's obviously a far bigger challenge in rural Maine, where there may be no computer or internet at a student's home. So a lot of schools are trying to work through that right now.
And it is important to note a lot of these steps are still very much precautionary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are still relatively few cases of the virus right now, so this is all planning for the future. But several colleges, including Bates, are telling students and staff to simply listen to the CDC and practice those basic prevention methods right now. That means promote good hygiene and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. And if you're sick, to stay home.
All right. That's our reporter, Robbie Feinberg. Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you.